Okay, welcome to everyone. We are continuing in chapter one, allowing you bet, closing in on the end of the Perek. It's not working. Okay, good. Yud Beis, Allah Yud Beis. Bidah. This mitzvah's asay of having to lend money to your friend who asks you, Eino Ella in Kain Yesh Biyado Maos Mizumanim. It's only if you have cash on hand to lend him. Aval in Kain Biyado Maos, if you don't have cash in your hand, you don't have to go and borrow money from somebody else that you can lend to your friend. That kind of we don't require you to do. Okay? That's the discussion here. You do not have to do it. Now, let's go to Chaf. Now, this law, he says in Chaf of Netiva Chesed, you're not obligated to borrow money. Let's assume, we'll use our examples. Tubi wants to borrow money from me. I don't have any money. Tubi is a good guy. He's got good credit. I have no question. He's going to pay back. I don't have any money. Do I have an obligation to go borrow the money now from Bezalel so that I can lend it? And Bezalel doesn't know Tubi. He's not going to lend it to Tubi. But I can get it. I have a credit line with Bezalel. Can I go borrow from Bezalel? Do I have to go borrow from Bezalel to give it to Tubi? The answer is no. That's his halacha that he's coming out with. However, he says this is pashut. But he did have a suffix into this situation, and we might as well take a look at the suffix since we're already learning halachos. Let's take a look. The low dummy, and this is not similar to Sakhir. Sakhir employee. For example, let's assume Tubi is not borrowing money from me, but he's my barber. Okay? Then we had a suffix. He had a question of Hafiz Zayn. The covenant parak test him Zayn. The im. Yesh lo mimi lilvod, the mechuyav lilvod will defraud his mano. I have to pay Tubi for the haircut on time. Now I don't have the money. Do I have an obligation to go borrow the money from Bezalel to pay Tubi the money I owe him? Over there, the halacha is clear. I'm mechuyav to go and borrow the money. So says the Chafetz Chaim, maybe you'll say, just like I have to borrow the money to pay Tubi for the haircut on time, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You can't say, I'll pay you next week. You can't do that. You have an obligation to pay this money. We're going to learn these laws also. You just say, I'll pay you when I get around to it. You pay him on time. Now, if I don't have the cash, I've got to go borrow the money to pay him. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's different. He says, the hasam by Tubi the barber, hovu, I have an obligation, a debt to Tubi. Shekhayim l'schir, I'm obligated to Tubi for the haircut. Shenishtabelo, I have a shibud on me, on myself, on my hair, on myself. Avor pulaso, whatever he did for me. Mashayim came binyanenu, when Tubi just wants to borrow money from me, I have an obligation, a chov, a shibud. I have a halachic obligation to lend him the money, but that's not equal to the financial obligation when he's the barber. When he's a barber, I have to go borrow from someone else and get paid. Even if I don't have the money, it's not an excuse. But when he wants to borrow money from me, it's only if I have the cash on hand, unless, as we know, if Tovi is borrowing, comes to me with a loan, let's continue the Tiva Chesed, Mikol Makom Nirli, the Im Behalva Zu, if with this loan that Tovi wants to get from me, Yachzik Yado, I'm going to Mechazek Tovi's hand, Shalo Yitmotet Legamre, he will not collapse, his barbershop won't go bankrupt, if he's going to go bankrupt, his barber business is finished unless he borrows the money from me. Okay? Now, in that case, and he's going to have to go start begging on the streets, right? He starts Labrios. At that point, I cannot just say, listen, I don't have cash. I'm sorry. I have to go to Bezalel and borrow the money from Bezalel and give it to him. Well, now he's going to prove that. This is an interesting proof what he's going to do. The after Ein Zeh Biklal Mitzvah, the Im Kesef Talveh. I don't have an obligation to borrow money from Bezalel to lend it to Tovi from the din of my obligation to lend people loans and to do a mitzvah dar. No, it's from another place. Mikol makom halo lo nafik ze miklal ma she amar hakasuv. The pasuk says, When your brother gets impoverished, Tuvi, the barber. Mumate yado, and he's slipping. His hand is slipping. His barber hand is not working. Help his barber hand. Get the money. From there, the Rambam Amur Chazal in the Sifra, Achzekmo, Mechazek Tuvi, Achelo Yipol, so they didn't fall down. Yitzarach Labriot is going to have to go collecting money from Tzedakah. Now, this mitzvah of Achzakah, the Rambam explains, what do I have to do to prevent Tuvi from going bankrupt in this barbershop? I have to lend him the money. What do I have to do? He said, there are many different things that you have to do to Mechazek him. I have to make a partnership with him. First, I have to say, I'll buy into the barbershop. I'll invest and we'll split the profits. Whatever the I have to try to do that, said the Rambam. This is inexactable. The mechazik, the Jew, before he goes bankrupt. Not me, I'm lending money. It's a different daraisa. Okay? Ola amtsilo malacha. I have to go try to get him a job. Okay, the barber thing's not working. Fine, so let's try to get another job. Okay, I have to do something to help him. The kayotze bazeh, anything like that, I have to mechazik in whatever way my brain can figure out ways to get Tuvi on his feet. I have to do it, says the Chafetz Chaim. Based on that, zegamkein lo gara mizeh. So I also have to borrow money for him. If I have to come and do a partnership with him and find him another job and do all the work, of course I have to borrow the money. Let's chazer what we just said. If I don't have cash, I do not have to lend Tuvi money in a normal situation when he needs a loan. I don't have an obligation to go to another person and borrow money so that I can lend it. That's maybe the chassidus. It's not the ikar day. Unless Tuvi is in danger. If he's in financial danger, that he's going to go bankrupt. Now, mitam echzaktabo, that you have to mechazek Tuvi. Now you have an obligation. To go and borrow the money from Bezalel and lend it to Tuvi. Again, all this is assuming that Tuvi is a good credit risk and he's not a bad midos and all those things we've learned up until now. Okay. However, one other side law, if Tuvi's a barber and he gave me a haircut, I cannot say I don't have cash, I don't have to pay him. I have to pay him, I have to go borrow the money and pay him a bismano. That's a mitzvah daraisa to pay your employees on time. Yes, yeah, Rabbi Shonzai. The issue is clearly that Bezalel doesn't have Tuvi doesn't have a relationship with Bezalel. Otherwise, just go to Bezalel. What do you need me for? I don't have money. He has tons. Go over to him. The case is a situation where I have a credit line. Let's say I have. They'll give me credit. They won't give Tuvi. I mean, he's going to use my connections to get cash for it. That's what he's talking about here. Okay. Yes, Arthur. It's off topic. It's about a lot. Control. It's a lot. It's a lot off topic. I can see it in your face. Let's go. Next. We're going to get to that chapter. That's Mr. Daraisa. For sure. The Bato Mitzvasase. Yeah. So what's the question? It's a mitzvah daraisa you mevatel. You didn't say Kriya Shema. Maybe this or also we'll see where you're at. You want to jump ahead now? Let's go weiter. Okay? Now, that is all chaf. Let's say we finished chaf. Let's continue. So we said we don't have to go and borrow the money to lend it. You only have the mitzvah daraisa to lend money, obligation when the money's on hand, when it's in your possession. Okay? Now, we continue. Let's continue. That's later on. That's regarding when Tuvi's the barber. He wasn't sure whether to avoid doing an isser, do I have to go borrow the money to pay him on time for his work that he did for me? They wanted to say, just like maybe over there you do, I have a suffix over here too. Maybe I can learn from there. We'll get there when we get there. We just took a detour first minute. It's a side point. Now, back upstairs in the Avas Chesed. You're not obligated to go and borrow in order to lend to Tuvi. Again, even though Tuvi is 100% trustworthy in my eyes. Even if Tuvi gives me a mashkon, he gives me his barber tools that are worth the money that I'm going to lend to him. Still, I don't have to do it because I don't have the cash on hand. In lo mitzad midas chesed ba'alma. I just want to do a mitzvah chesed, but it's not a chiyuv like we've been learning up until now. Everything else is a chiyuv. Be'im yesh lo ma'os. This is an interesting case. We're going to have fun now. Be'im yesh lo ma'os ba'alva etzal acher. Let's assume I have money. I lent money to Bezalel. But right now, Bezalel has all my cash, and Tuvi comes to me and asks me for a loan. Now, Bezalel had to pay me back November 1st, yesterday. He had to pay me back. That was his hit on the star, that he has to pay me back. And now Tuvi comes to me and says, can I borrow money? And I say, listen, I don't have any money. No money in my pocket. Bezalel has my money that one day I'm going to collect, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But do I have right now chiyuv d'oraisa to lend Tuvi based on the money that Bezalel owes me and the time came up for the to pay it to pay me? So does that equal it's in my hand? Does Bezalel's money that he owes me equal money in my pocket? Because the date on the shtar that I have for Bezalel has come due. It's come due. The due date. That's the question he's going to ask now. Very interesting question. The Giazman payroll, the time for payment for Bezalel to pay me back has come due. November 1st, as we said. Yesh Omrim is Machlokes, we're going to see. He's quoting Yesh Omrim because he's going to say at the end of this long article that there's a Rashba who denies this. But Yesh Omrim, the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, many Achron, and many Poskim, the Zen Mikri, Ki'ilu Yesh Maos Mizumanim. The money, since the star came due by Bezalel, that money is cash money. I can go collect it. And therefore, it goes up physically in my hand. It's as if I collected it already. And now I have an obligation with Daraisa to lend it to Tuvi. Even if Tuvi's not going bankrupt. You say, look, Tuvi just needs a loan to expand his businesses, more, hire more borrowers. Okay?
Just assuming that.
And I'm going to have a lot to explain right now. Let's finish the whole shir now, and then we'll get to it. Now, what Alkein Sarif Lito Ma'osa Mimeno? I have to go and collect the money from Bezalel that he owes me, Ula Halbos Lise, and to then go lend it out to Tuvi Shibabakesh Alfo. That's the halacha. Now let's go for some fun Musar in unit halacha. Okay? This is a good Musar shir. He says like this. Here's another question here. We know that, how do we look at the money that's in Bezalel's, that's the suffix that he has. Is money that Bezalel owes me, and the debt came due, considered collected already, and then I have to lend it, or not? So the first place he goes to is Baba Basra. I'll do it outside. He goes to Baba Basra at the end, I think in Kuf Kaf Dalet, where we're talking there about a Bechor. We know the first son, right? The firstborn, who's a son, is a Bechor. And he gets two-thirds of his father's estate. Or two times, two double portion. That's how many brothers there are. He gets a double portion than the other brothers. Now, the question is, does he get that double right in money that is owed? No. Only money that is in the estate, mamish. That's the money that the Bechor gets a double portion. Money that the father has that's going to be collected in a minute. In 10 minutes, it's coming in. The due date came in on the shtar. The Bechor does not get a double portion. Whatever is in the estate, mamish, that's what he gets, the Bechor. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if you look at the laws of Bechor, right, I have no obligation to lend to you. It's out of my hands yet. Just like a Bechor doesn't get half the money that's coming in from Bezalel's debt that he owed the father. Right? The father is dead. The Bechor wants to collect double on the Bezalel money. Because Bezalel's stock came due yesterday, right before he died. And it's collectible. The Bezalel has the money. I want to get that money now. Two-thirds of the Bezalel money. Two portions of the Bezalel money against my brother. Right? No. Because of the pasuk, the yimatzeh, whatever's found in the father's estate, it's a Torah law. You cannot collect from receivables or money that's coming in every month. The guy said, you cannot collect that money. Only what's physically there that the Bechor gets doubled. If so, says the Chafetz Chaim, so too over here by us. Maybe the law is when the money's in my hands, I have an obligation to lend it to Bezalel, to me. But so long as Bezalel didn't pay me back, I don't have an obligation. It's still...
I used to do very different pieces.
They're very different, but the question is, what's considered in your hand? What's considered in the possession?
Even from, like, how many from Bava Basra to, like, the laws...
I just told you how we did it. In the Bechor, it depends. You have the same case. Bezalel owes money to the father with a shtar, and the money came due, and the father dies. Is that money that Bezalel owns daddy considered in the estate? Did he collect it yet so the Bechor can grab a double portion, or no? Do we look at it as that money that Bezalel owes the father? Does that collected money? The answer is no, it's not collected. The Bechor doesn't get a double portion. If so, just like the Bechor doesn't get a double portion, so too, Tufi doesn't get, can't force me to go collect the money from Bezalel, who just come due, and lend him. No, it's not in my hands. If I had the money in my hands, then I have a chiyuv to lend it to Tufi. That's the comparison he's making. How did he do it? I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to do it. He's the Chafetz Chaim. Now, that's one side. However, he says he doesn't think that that's the right place to learn from. He's going to go to another place. Let's skip down in Chaf Aleph to after the brackets in my text, three lines down, where it says, V'nir Ali, Zed Talui B'man De'kaimalan L'inyin Baal Chov. We have another law by a Baal Chov, and this we all learned together here in Yeshiva, where it was here, when we learned it a long time ago. V'im Yesh La'alove Ma'os Eino Yechol Esalgo B'nechasim Acher. What's the law? The law is a new law. Forget about Bechor, forget about everything. Now I borrow money from Yaakov Kemp. I borrow money from Yaakov Kemp. And I owe him $10,000. $10,000. Now comes the time to pay, and I've got $10,000 in the bank. Ready to pay? I've got a dining room table in my house that's worth $10,000. Take that. My wife will be happy. She hates the table. You take the table. It's worth $10,000 on the eBay. You get $10,000. Am I allowed to give Bezalel the table to pay back the loan if I have $10,000 in the bank? Yehuda Ari is shaking his head. He's right. You're not allowed to do that. Now, if I didn't have the 10,000 shekels in the bank, the halacha is I'm allowed to go and shove the table down his throat and say, take the table, get out of here. It's worth 10,000 bucks. Here's the estimate. I got a buyer for you, whatever it is. Take the karka, take the land in China, whatever it is. Get out of here. If I don't have cash, I'm allowed to do that to the poor guy. And he's got to take this metalkalin or karka, whatever it is. If I don't have cash, I don't have cash. But if I have the cash, I have to give him the cash. That's the law in Shulchan Aruch. Now, Kosher Mishnah. If so, what happens in a case where I owe you the $10,000? I have the dining room table sitting there. I have no cash in my bank account, but I have Bezalel owes me $10,000 on a debt that came due. Debts come due. Bezalel owes me $10,000 from November 1st. I could collect. Now, can I shove the dining room table down Yaakov's throat and say, take that? Or do we look at the $10,000? I know this is a little. You look at the $10,000 that's in Bezalel's hands, that he's like, I'm going to collect it in 2 seconds if I want to. Do I look at that as cash? Now I can't give him the dining room table? Or do we say, no, it's like the Bechor, it's still in his hands, it's too bad. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both paskin that I can't shove the dining room table on Yaakov. I insist. I already collected the money from Bezalel because the shtar is due. I have to collect that money and give him the cash, and I can't give him the dining room table. The Rashba at the end says, no, you don't have to collect it. Give him the dining room table. Get rid of him. That's a Rashba. Because of that Rashba, if we go back upstairs to the Chafetz Chaim, he wrote Yesh Omrim. There are those people who say, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Shach, they all hold that I have to, I can't give the dining room table. It's a, I got cash. How do I have cash? Go to Betzalel and get the cash. Star is due. Get it. The Rashba says no. Maybe the Rashba, I didn't see the Rashba inside. It's not quoted here. Could be the Rashba goes to Bechor and says, just like by Bechor. I don't know what the Rashba says, but it sounds like that the Rashba is saying that money is uncollected. The Betzalel money doesn't exist, even though there's a star. And therefore, I can give him the dining room table. So he says from that halacha, it looks as though we look at shtar, a loan that's past due, and the guy's good for the money, as collected already. It's in my hand. Once it's in my hand, I now have a field d'oraisa to lend it to Tuvi. Got it?
Huh?
The star came due. But the Salo star came due. It's due. He's ready to pay. I can collect now legally. Understand? So if nothing more than anything else you see then from all this, how serious the Chafetz Chaim and the Halacha is taking your obligation to lend money to people. You understand? It's not just a nice thing to do. You're not a tzaddik when you lend a Jew money. You're just shaking your lulav. You know, not a great guy. You're doing your obligation. It may feel like you're a great guy because everybody loves their money, right? And they don't want to part with their money. But really, you're not. This is an obligation with d'oraisa to lend it. And we look how far we're going. The Chafetz Chaim is going through every single nook and cranny to see to what degree, when does your chiyuv d'oraisa activate that you must lend money? Where are your assets? Where are they holding? In order to see if you have, and we're not talking here about $10,000, it could be 50 shekels, 50, but it's all the same. As we saw from the beginning, the amount of the loan doesn't change the chiyuv d'oraisa on any level, whether it's 10 shekels, $10, 10 million, 10, it doesn't make a difference. None of these numbers or make a difference. What makes a difference is how bad is Tuvi's situation. That's the main factor, as we were seeing over and over again. How bad is this situation, that's going to activate my chiyuv, and whether or not I have cash on hand, do I have money to lend, and do I trust it? We'll stop here, and let's hope that we can get to, oh, there's going to be some exciting, you know what, let's just for the sake of Musar, let's go to the end of this sit, because I was excited about it for my wife. The case where I have the money in Bezalel and the star came due, I got to go collect from Bezalel and then lend it to Tuvi. I have to grab the money from Bezalel that he owes me and lend it to Tuvi, who needs a loan. Kol shekein. If you have a CD, some deposit somewhere, that's cash. Maybe if you're getting ribbis, if you lose money, we can discuss it. But if I just give someone to hold the money for me, why should I have to go get that money? That's mine. That's not, I don't have to collect it. It's just a pikadon. He's just holding it for me. You cannot exempt yourself from lending to Tuvi, because they're in Harnof. I've got to go to Harnof now. We're paying. Too bad. Get in a bus and go. That's what he's saying. You must go. The pikadon, when it comes to a pikadon, call hecha de isa birshusa demara isa. So long as it exists in the world, that money, it's yours. It's in your jurisdiction. The guy who's the mafkid, it's yours. If you're lazy and you don't want to go to Harnof to collect the pikadon from Ruvain, it's your money. Sorry, medina lilvos etzel acher. Then, if you're too lazy to go to Ruvain and collect the money that's in you, that's yours, the pikadon, then you're gonna have to go and borrow from Bezalel. You're gonna have to medin. Borrow from Bezalel to lend it to me. Hear what he's doing here? He's playing games. Okay? Now, this is exciting. The kosher king, b'shiyesh lo, in the brackets. B'shiyesh lo maos b'beso gufa. Kosher king, when you've got the cash in your house, you can't get out of it. Ach eno rotze la'albos, man. I don't want to lend this money because of who? The min katatas beto. Why? He doesn't want you lending, or your kids in my house. They don't want you lending money to anybody. Okay? Save it. The Vadai. So you're not going to touch your wife. She's afraid. She doesn't want you to lend the money. You're going to get into a fight. She'll buy some butter to lend to you. Wrong, as I say many times. Sorry, Malbos. It's a lot. I go to leave the money with your wife. Let her think that she's got the money. Go Bezalel and lend it to Tufi. Shalom Bayis Shir. Just for the record. Okay? Shalom Bayis Shir. You're not getting out of lending to Tufi because your wife's a chicken.
It's a lot. It's a whole lot.